Do you remember the infinitive form of
Ro'e
and
Ro'a?
It's
Lir'ot,
which means to see. Can you repeat that? To see.
Lir'ot.
How would David say, I am not able to see the tree?
Ani lo yachol lir'ot et ha'etz. Ani lo yachol lir'ot et ha'etz.
How would you ask Sarah, can you see the ball?
Sarah, את יכולה לראות את הכדור? Sarah, את יכולה לראות את הכדור?
How would you ask, Sarah, are you able to find my red ball?
Sarah, את יכולה למצוא את הכדור האדום שלי? Sarah, את יכולה למצוא את הכדור האדום שלי?
Now, listen to the first 8 lines of the story, and you should be able to understand most of it.
Adam and Sarah מחפשים את הכדור האדום. Adam and Sarah חברים טובים. Adam אוהב לשחק עם הכדור הגדול האדום שלו. Sarah משחקת בחוץ. Sarah רואה את החבר שלה, אדם, שיושב על העץ. Sarah שואלת את אדם, למה אתה יושב על העץ? אדם אומר, אני מחפש את הכדור הגדול האדום שלי. שרה, אתה רואה את הכדור מהעץ? אדם, לא. את יכולה למצוא את הכדור הגדול האדום שלי?
Do you remember how to say David says?
דוד אומר.
How about Sarah says?
שרה אומרת.
If you were a girl, how would you say, yes, I am able?
כן, אני יכולה. כן, אני יכולה.
Do you remember how to say, Adam likes to play with the ball?
אדם אוהב לשחק עם הכדור. אדם אוהב לשחק עם הכדור.
English has words called homonyms. For example, when I say bear, do you think of a bear in the woods or bear your burden or bear your arm? Homonyms are words that are spelled differently but sound the same. Hebrew also has some homonyms. Generally, I teach that aleph and ayin are both silent letters, so they are not confusing for beginners. Israelis often actually pronounce the ayin slightly different than the aleph. What was the word we learned for with?
Im.
That's spelled ayin and then mem sofit. The word
im
is spelled
aleph mem sofit.
And that means if. How would you say to David, if you are able?
Im ata yachol. Im ata yachol.
The phrase in Hebrew, speaking to a man, you are helping me, is
ata ozer li. Ata ozer li.
Or you can turn that into a question and say, are you helping me?
Ata ozer li? Ata ozer li?